You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning in the studio, we've got Amy Garrett, who is part of the Auckland Bioengineering Institute and is researching the uterus and how we might be able to help conditions like endometriosis, extreme period pains and preterm labour. Kia ora, Amy. Welcome to the studio.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming in. This is a fantastic area of research, wildly under-researched, I'm sure you'll probably be the first to say. What got you into looking at the uterus?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in muscle. I did a PhD in cardiac muscle, so, you know, I really like to know kind of how muscle contracts and what's kind of happening there. So for the last 2 and a bit years, I've been looking specifically at the uterus, kind of specifically at the electrical signals in the uterus.
Oh, wow.
So conditions like endometriosis, we really don't know a lot about them because we don't understand how the uterus works.
Right.
Yeah.
They've only existed for, you know, the dawn
forever.
Of time. So
yeah. So
there hasn't been much time to look into it.
Yeah. But up to 1 in 10 women actually experience endometriosis, and it's really hard to get diagnosed. It takes about 8 years in Aotearoa to get any sort of a diagnosis of endometriosis. So the uterus is kind of actually a lot more like the heart than we kind of expect.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there's the electrical signals that we know that the heart has, and they kind of control that like really rhythmic beating.
Mm.
And the uterus has those too, but they're just kind of not as regular, and they're kind of really interesting because they change a lot throughout.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, throughout cycles and during pregnancy, for example, a lot of change is happening. So I'm really interested in figuring out how those signals change, why they change, what tells them to change, so we can figure out things like endometriosis, preterm labour, what's going wrong. And then we can think about kind of treating the cause of what's going wrong instead of just the symptoms.
Right. So
yes.
as we've kind of already talked about, there is like a big hole in the research around the uterus. What have you been kind of finding as your way into this kind of area, and how have you been able to I guess compare what you've been looking at with other research in this space?
Yeah, so my focus is kind of specifically what's happening at an organ level.
Yeah.
So I use these really fancy little electrodes and I put them on the uterus.
Wow.
And then I can measure those electrical pulses, and I can kind of start looking at where they start, so where in the uterus they kind of begin, and then where they travel to. So you can start mapping where they go.
That's so interesting. So I'm presuming things like hormone changes and stuff all impact the way those pulses are kind of transmitted around the uterus. But do you have yet enough to be able to start to see patterns, or are you still in the sort of gathering stage?
Yeah, there's a little bit in the literature, and we kind of know a little bit about how they change. You're exactly right. Hormones play a huge role. But we're not quite sure how the hormones tell the signals how to change. And that at the moment is that link that we're kind of searching for.
That must be such an interesting space to be diving into, and also quite frustrating, I'd imagine, sometimes as well, to be like, I just want to find the link.
Yeah. And when it's like, how, you know, what are you doing? We're like, I'm just trying to figure out how it works.
Yes,
we'll
literally
start there.
We'll start there, totally. So some of these things, I mean, endometriosis is something that people will have at least heard about, but actually maybe don't understand what it is necessarily. Could you give us a very basic overview of what is endometriosis?
Yeah, sure. So endometriosis is when that endometrial tissue that usually you shed starts to appear other places, kind of in the abdomen, and they start to grow on different surfaces that they shouldn't. We're pretty sure there's a link between the electrical signals going in the wrong direction,
right,
and pushing those cells up and into your abdomen as opposed to down and out. But yeah, basically the biggest symptom of endometriosis is pain. Just really bad pain. Those cells where they sit cause a lot of pain and discomfort.
Mm.
Yeah.
And another thing, like, I mean, extreme period pains, that one explains itself. But preterm labour is another thing that I think people might have a vague idea of, but the actual logistics of that, how does that work?
Yeah, so preterm labour is just the uterus going into labour too early during pregnancy. And we think that's, again, that telling the uterus how to contract, something's going wrong. Mm. So pregnancy's so interesting from a contraction and electrical perspective, because it's the one time that the uterus doesn't contract throughout to let the baby grow.
Mm.
But then all of a sudden something tells it it needs to contract really strong and really coordinated. And that shift is so interesting. And we, again, don't really know how that works. But then in some people, something triggers that early. And we're not quite sure what the danger factors are for things like preterm labour or even post-term labour. If those signals don't turn on, there's also dangers associated with that pregnancy going too long.
That's so interesting. And, I mean, not to keep circling back to this point, but it is wild that this is so under-researched because a lot of people have them.
Yep.
No, at least half people have them.
At least half of them, yeah.
And these are problems that have existed since the dawn of time. These aren't new conditions. They're not new issues. Why do you think it does still take such a long time, particularly for something like endometriosis, for people to get a diagnosis in New Zealand?
Yeah, I think it's that for diagnosis, I think it's that gap in the understanding.
Yeah.
So the only way to get a confirmed diagnosis of endometriosis is actually surgery.
Mm.
So until we kind of understand that link, we... it just may help with diagnostics.
Yeah.
Inventing new devices or new therapies to help be able to detect it early.
Yeah.
That could provide a lot of support for our communities, just in pregnancy, non-pregnancy, kind of all over the board. Yeah.
Hard out. So I see that you guys are also looking for some participants for the study that you're working on. Can you tell us a wee bit about this?
Yeah. Me and another researcher at the ABI, Claire Miller, we're currently planning a study, still in the planning stage, but early next year we're going to be looking for participants to take part, either healthy or endometriosis patients, or even if you suspect you might have endometriosis but don't have a confirmed diagnosis.
Mm.
We're looking kind of across the board for any people who have a uterus who haven't had a pregnancy. That's a key point there. Feel free to get in touch with me and I can, you know, let you know when the study's open. So just feel free to email me. It's just my name, amy.garrett@auckland.ac.nz.
Fantastic. We'll put links to that as well in the podcast after the show for anyone who wants to track it down, because really interesting research, really important, and also really fascinating from an organ perspective as well. I could see why this would be a super interesting area to work in. Amy, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning about the uterus.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure. Have a great rest of your day and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.